flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Leo Meglum, KCBS Foodie Chap, with Executive Chef Eric Martin. Eric, good to see you, Chef. How are you?
It's great to see you, Liam. Welcome in.
One Hotel on Mission, Embarcadero, San Francisco. You are the Executive Chef. Where's your briefcase and what's in it?
My briefcase is a little bit different than what you would typically be used to seeing inside of it. There's no papers or pens, but lots of knives and scissors.
Well, listen, the culinary flagship here, the restaurant, is Terrine. Full disclosure, friends, I had the most amazing meal last night, which is why I'm here today talking to Chef. But Terrine, what's behind the name?
It means from the earth.
Which, by the way, what the garden grows is what ends up here on the plate. I know you have a rooftop garden here. So some of the microgreens I know that are on a couple of dishes end up from your garden on the roof to the plates here. Let's go back in time, though. Let's talk about your journey. There has to be someone in the family who inspired you at some point to cook. Who was it, and what are your memories of that?
So my grandmother actually was my inspiration to cooking. I would hang out with her in the kitchen for Thanksgiving, getting meals ready, roasting a turkey. Her stuffing is still the best stuffing I've ever had.
What'd you love about it? And give grandma a name check.
Grandma Betty Love, R.I.P.
Ah, love. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
For Grandma Betty. Tell me about her stuffing there. What was it about it?
She used lots of herbs, so a lot of chervil, a lot of chives, a lot of sage. And, you know, years later, once you become an adult, you find out she's just taking the recipe off the back of Uncle Ben's stuffing mix, and she's tweaking it.
With her own kind of love potion.
With her own love potion.
Yeah. Let's talk about your first job at a kitchen, because everyone has one. Where was yours? I know lots of our first jobs we want to put to bed and never revisit, but where was your first job in a kitchen?
My very first job starting out was at an indoor water park resort called Great Wolf Lodge in Texas, and I worked in a very Chili's-esque restaurant.
Do you remember any of the dishes you had to cook?
I do, actually. We had a braised short rib rigatoni.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that on the menu here?
It is not.
We all credit chef mentors for really inspiring and motivating us and giving us an opportunity to learn and grow. Who was your chef mentor?
Shout out Andre Natera and Chef's PSA, which I know he's running a podcast now. We worked off and on together for about 14 years.
And that was in Texas, right?
Texas. We worked together throughout Dallas-Fort Worth and again in Austin.
What was the takeaway from working with Chef? What did you learn most from him?
Charisma.
Yeah. Charm. I mean, charm. Oozing charm, Chef, yes.
But simplicity to the dish.
Yeah.
No more than five components. And make sure that you have different flavors in there that offset each other and textures.
You ventured west not too long ago. What was the draw to come west, and what did you discover when you got here? What did you hope life in the west would be when you first landed here?
So I chose San Francisco because a couple of reasons. Number one, best food scene in the world, I would say. But the locality, there's so many fresh ingredients here. There's so many farms. And honestly, some of the freshest stone fruit I've ever had in my life.
And listen, no restaurant can ever complain they don't have access to great ingredients, because no matter what you eat here in the Bay Area, you have, you know, Salad Bowl USA not too far away, the farms of Marin down there, you know, Pescadero of the South. I mean, all around is great produce. So no kitchen, no chef has an excuse here, really, right?
No chef has an excuse. And honestly, we're blessed that every Saturday we have the farmers market right across the street.
What do you love about it?
I love partnering with different farmers. Shout out Star Root Farms, K&J Orchards,
yeah.
Great partners of us.
No, give them the love. They richly deserve it. We met briefly a year ago at a big luncheon for Brits, the British American Business Council luncheon, where they piped in the pudding. And that was your first gig really here in San Francisco with the Fairmont. But you've moved on, and you're here with one hotel, Terrine, the main restaurant. What was the mark you wanted to make by being here at Terrine and here at One Hotel?
I wanted to...
I mean, you've got all these relationships with great farms, right? I know back in the day, walking in here last night, I mean, this place has been transformed. The menu, what you brought in terms of seasonality and all your flavors. You mentioned earlier five ingredients, and I'm looking at all your dishes, and you hit all the right notes, you know, if there's a bit of crunch, if there's a bit of sweet, a little bit of fruit. So with the things you've learned, how... do those things show up on your menu?
Yeah, so we're staying local, we're staying seasonal, which are all things that I wanted to do. And One Hotel offers all of that. That, you know, they inspire us and want us to not use anybody more than 125 miles away.
Yeah.
So it really encourages us to think and create dishes that are within your region and seasonal.
Yeah. Let's talk about these two dishes before us. Let's talk about the salad here, chef, firstly. What's the salad? What are the tenets of the dish?
So we have, in front of us, we have a baby beet salad. We're using beets from Star Root Farms with some of their red mustard frills and baby kale, topped with some pomegranate seeds from K&J Orchards, and a seed granola that we make in-house using a bunch of different seeds. It's delicious. And honey from our seventh floor honeybees.
You know, how lovely is that, really? I mean, it's not just a great storyline. I mean, it's the fact that when you use the word local, it doesn't get more local than the seventh floor.
Doesn't get more local than the seventh floor and our herb garden on the eighth floor.
I love this salad so much. The thing I love about it most... having the opportunity to watch you make it and give the salad a little massage to kick off.
Yes. We like to massage our greens and toss it in a little bit of vinaigrette to really make it a little bit more tender. And I also forgot to highlight the pickled apples in there that bring a little bit of bright, vibrant acidity to the dish.
Yeah, some acid, some crunch, some sweet.
Yes.
Let's move on. Dish number two here. I love my scallops. Never had scallops prepared like this, in this form. Talk us through the scallops dish.
So the scallops that we have in front of us are Iacopi Farm butter beans. Doesn't get more local than Iacopi Farms. It's mixed with a little bit of basil puree. So we use the basil also on our eighth floor, and we blend it with just a little bit of oil. And it brings a bright greenness to the dish. And usually in the fall, you're looking at more dark tones. But this really brings a vibrant green to the dish. Some seared scallops. And then we use a harissa XO. So you might be familiar with XO in Chinese cooking.
Yeah.
Here, we do the same technique, except for instead of using dried chiles, we mix in harissa to make it a little bit more of a Mediterranean twist.
I love both these dishes. Love the entire menu. You know, just going through the menu, a couple of standout dishes. Your flatbreads are pretty special. I had a really special one last night. Talk me through this.
So we have our Andouille flatbread. Very, again, five ingredients. So we're using Induja from the fatted calf, a little garlic labneh sauce, so it really adds a richness to it. And then we top it with some burrata and sweet piquillo peppers, and then we finish it off with some torn basil and spiced honey.
You know, I'm not usually one for my dips and things, but I absolutely fell in love with your beet muhammara.
So, yes, we do a special twist on muhammara. It's normally made with red bell peppers. We make it with red beet, so it adds that rich color of vibrant red. And then it's topped with a little lemon zest, just to brighten it up just a little bit more.
You know, for the vegans in the house, you have something pretty special, a vegan slider.
We do have a vegan slider, and we're making a terrine sauce is what we call it, but it is made with vegan mayonnaise.
Loved it. Loved it. So terrine, the menu.
We might be switching it to beet muhammara, though. I heard that the vegan patty mixed with the beet muhammara was quite delightful.
You know what? It really worked. You know what got into me last night? But I wanted to try a little piece of that vegan slider without the bun. And it went really well with the muhammara. It really did. The beet worked really well. They were happy bedfellows. Terrine, the menu. How would you define it? How would you describe it?
Like I said, from the earth. Everything we're using is from around us, and we stay local, and we use the freshest ingredients that we can.
Chef, the wine program, the cocktail program, an important one here. So come for the food, but also come for the great wines. Come for the killer cocktails as well, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. You have to try the cocktails. We have a great, very creative beverage director, Andre. He's put together a very quite exquisite cocktail program.
And I'll get into that with him for sure. The place was buzzing last night, midweek, Wednesday night, hopping, the bar's hopping. I know a lot of people, you know, they come here after work. People are coming here, you know, obviously they're here on business, but a lot of locals as well, which is a wonderful thing that the visitors and the locals are all happily sitting alongside each other at the bar. Weekend brunch is a big part of the story here at Terrine as well, yeah?
Yes, so we do offer a weekend brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2.
A couple of your brunch hits, what are the must-haves?
You have to get the shashuka flatbread.
Done. The holidays are here, pretty much. And I know through, is it December 17th, you have a very special look, vibe, feel here at Terrine on the patio, which is covered. Tell us about the holiday experience here at One Hotel.
So starting December 2nd through January 17th, we are going to be hosting, or we will be having a Northern Lights, so to speak, theme on the patio.
So as you walk along the Embarcadero, you're going to see this. You're going to want to come in. You're going to want to discover. And what will people see inside? Is it going to be like a holiday theme, a snow theme, you know? Yes, come on in here. We have one of our amazing PR team members. Come around here so we can have a quick chat because we want to make sure that people will discover this and get to enjoy this. So the holiday theme, what will people discover when they come?
So starting December 2nd, we'll have our Northern Lights-inspired patio takeover, which means you'll see a stunning lighting installation overhead on our covered and heated patio, complete with winter forest-inspired decor. So you'll feel as if you're in a Nordic winter wonderland. And we'll have all the dishes and drinks to accompany that for the holiday.
Chef Nicole, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Nicole just put you out of a job, yeah. well done, Nicole. So, yeah, the holidays, come experience all of that. You'll be jolly glad you did. New Year's Eve here at One Hotel is going to be pretty special. Premier spot because, of course, the fireworks going off there over the bay. What's going to be happening here on New Year's Eve?
You have to come check us out for New Year's Eve. As you said, Liam, we have prime real estate for the fireworks show. Buy your tickets.
Yeah, there you go. I'll put all the links up, friends. Do yourself a favor. What the garden grows, what the earth gives, you'll find in the menu here. If you love your seafood, you're going to be very happy. If you love your meaty dishes, you love your steak, you'll love the chicken skewer. If you're a veggie, you've got your vegan slider, lots of other cool things too. And I love that you have lamb on the menu too. Coming from the land of lamb, Ireland. England, we eat a lot of lamb, so I love that there are lamb sliders here. The menu is diverse. Chef bringing his years of passion and talent and displaying it all through the dishes and the menu. You'll leave with a happy tummy and some stories to share after your night here at Tureen. Don't leave. Stay the night at one hotel. Why not? Let you have the last word, Chef. Why should folks come and visit? Why should they come and stay here at Tureen at one hotel? Well, not stay at the restaurant, but come to the restaurant and stay at the hotel.
Come to the restaurant, enjoy a great dinner, and then stay in the hotel. We're the best hotel in the city. Why not?
He said it. And come and enjoy the holidays as well, friends. More on Chef Eric Harting. I'm going to get this right. Chef Eric Martin's story. It's the easiest name. More on Chef Eric Martin's story and Tureen on one hotel. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Can I get a double gin and tonic, please?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Liam Maglum, KCBS Foodie Chap, with Executive Chef Eric Martin. Eric, good to see you, Chef. How are you?
It's great to see you, Liam. Welcome in.
One hotel on mission, Embarcadero, San Francisco. You are the Executive Chef. Where's your briefcase and what's in it?
My briefcase is a little bit different than what you would typically be used to seeing inside of it. There's no papers or pens, but lots of knives and scissors.
Well, listen, the culinary flagship here, the restaurant, is Tureen. Full disclosure, friends, I had the most amazing meal last night, which is why I'm here today talking to Chef. But Tureen, what's behind the name?
It means from the earth.
Which, by the way, what the garden grows is what ends up here on the plate. I know you have a rooftop garden here. So some of the microgreens I know that are on a couple of dishes end up from your garden on the roof to the plates here. Let's go back in time, though. Let's talk about your journey. There has to be someone in the family who inspired you at some point to cook. Who was it, and what are your memories of that?
So my grandmother actually was my inspiration to cooking. I would hang out with her in the kitchen for Thanksgiving, getting meals ready, roasting a turkey. Her stuffing is still the best stuffing I've ever had.
What'd you love about it? And give grandma a name check.
Grandma Betty Love, R.I.P.
Ah, love. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
For Grandma Betty. Tell me about her stuffing there. What was it about it?
She used lots of herbs, so a lot of chervil, a lot of chives, a lot of sage, and, you know, years later, once you become an adult, you find out she's just taking the recipe off the back of Uncle Ben's stuffing mix, and she's tweaking it.
With her own kind of love potion.
With her own love potion.
Yeah. Let's talk about your first job at a kitchen, because everyone has one. Where was yours? I know lots of our first jobs we want to put to bed and never revisit, but where was your first job in a kitchen?
My very first job starting out was at an indoor water park resort called Great Wolf Lodge in Texas, and I worked in a very Chili's-esque restaurant.
Do you remember any of the dishes you had to cook?
I do, actually. We had a braised short rib rigatoni.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that on the menu here?
It is not.
We all credit chef mentors for really inspiring and motivating us and giving us an opportunity to learn and grow. Who was your chef mentor?
Shout out Andre Natera and Chef's PSA, which I know he's running a podcast now. We worked off and on together for about 14 years.
And that was in Texas, right?
Texas. We worked together throughout Dallas-Fort Worth and again in Austin.
What was the takeaway from working with Chef? What did you learn most from him?
Charisma.
Yeah, charm. I mean, charm. Oozing charm, Chef, yes.
But simplicity to the dish.
Yeah.
No more than five components. And make sure that you have different flavors in there that offset each other and textures.
You ventured west not too long ago. What was the draw to come west, and what did you discover when you got here? What did you hope life in the west would be when you first landed here?
So I chose San Francisco because a couple of reasons. Number one, best food scene in the world, I would say. But the locality, there's so many fresh ingredients here. There's so many farms. And honestly, some of the freshest stone fruit I've ever had in my life.
And listen, no restaurant can ever complain they don't have access to great ingredients, because no matter what you eat here in the Bay Area, you have, you know, Salad Bowl USA not too far away, the farms of Marin down there, you know, Pescadero of the South. I mean, all around is great produce. So no kitchen, no chef has an excuse here, really, right?
No chef has an excuse. And honestly, we're blessed that every Saturday we have the farmers market right across the street.
What do you love about it?
I love partnering with different farmers. Shout out Star Root Farms, K&J Orchards, yeah. Great partners of us.
No, give them the love. They richly deserve it. We met briefly a year ago at a big luncheon for Brits, the British American Business Council luncheon, where they piped in the pudding. And that was your first gig really here in San Francisco with a Fairmont. But you've moved on, and you're here with one hotel, Terrine, the main restaurant. What was the mark you wanted to make by being here at Terrine and here at One Hotel?
I wanted to...
I mean, you've got all these relationships with great farms, right? I know back in the day, walking in here last night, I mean, this place has been transformed. The menu, what you brought in terms of seasonality and all your flavors. You mentioned earlier five ingredients, and I'm looking at all your dishes, and you hit all the right notes, you know, if there's a bit of crunch, if there's a bit of sweet, a little bit of fruit. So with the things you've learned, how... do those things show up on your menu?
Yeah, so we're staying local, we're staying seasonal, which are all things that I wanted to do. And One Hotel offers all of that. That, you know, they inspire us and want us to not use anybody more than 125 miles away.
Yeah.
So it really encourages us to think and create dishes that are within your region and seasonal.
Yeah. Let's talk about these two dishes before us. Let's talk about the salad here, chef, firstly. What's the salad? What are the tenets of the dish?
So we have, in front of us, we have a baby beet salad. We're using beets from Star Root Farms with some of their red mustard frills and baby kale, topped with some pomegranate seeds from K&J Orchards, and a seed granola that we make in-house using a bunch of different seeds. It's delicious. And honey from our seventh floor honeybees.
You know, how lovely is that, really? I mean, it's not just a great storyline. I mean, it's the fact that when you use the word local, it doesn't get more local than the seventh floor.
Doesn't get more local than the seventh floor and our herb garden on the eighth floor.
I love this salad so much. The thing I love about it most... having the opportunity to watch you make it and give the salad a little massage to kick off.
Yes. We like to massage our greens and toss it in a little bit of vinaigrette to really make it a little bit more tender. And I also forgot to highlight the pickled apples in there that bring a little bit of bright, vibrant acidity to the dish.
Yeah, some acid, some crunch, some sweet.
Yes.
Let's move on. Dish number two here. I love my scallops. Never had scallops prepared like this, in this form. Talk us through the scallops dish.
So the scallops that we have in front of us are Iacopi Farm butter beans. Doesn't get more local than Iacopi Farms. It's mixed with a little bit of basil puree. So we use the basil also on our eighth floor, and we blend it with just a little bit of oil. And it brings a bright greenness to the dish. And usually in the fall, you're looking at more dark tones. But this really brings a vibrant green to the dish. Some seared scallops. And then we use a harissa XO. So you might be familiar with XO in Chinese cooking.
Yeah.
Here, we do the same technique, except for instead of using dried chiles, we mix in harissa to make it a little bit more of a Mediterranean twist.
I love both these dishes, love the entire menu, you know, just going through the menu, a couple of standout dishes. Your flatbreads are pretty special. I had a really special one last night. Talk me through this.
So we have our Nduja flatbread. Very, again, five ingredients. So we're using Nduja from the fatted calf, a little garlic labneh sauce, so it really... adds a richness to it. And then we top it with some burrata and sweet piquillo peppers, and then we finish it off with some torn basil and spiced honey.
You know, I'm not usually one for my dips and things, but I absolutely fell in love with your beet muhammara.
So, yes, we do a special twist on muhammara. It's normally made with red bell peppers. We make it with red beet, so it adds that rich color of vibrant red. And then it's topped with a little lemon zest, just to brighten it up just a little bit more.
You know, for the vegans in the house, you have something pretty special, a vegan slider.
We do have a vegan slider, and we're making a terrine sauce is what we call it. But it is made with vegan mayonnaise.
Loved it. Loved it. So, terrine, the menu.
We might be switching it to beet muhammara, though. I heard that the vegan patty mixed with the beet muhammara was quite delightful.
You know what? It really worked. You know what got into me last night? But I wanted to try a little piece of that vegan slider without the bun. And it went really well with the muhammara. It really did. The beet worked really well. They were happy bedfellows. Terrine, the menu, how would you define it? How would you describe it?
Like I said, from the earth. Everything we're using is from around us, and we stay local, and we use the freshest ingredients that we can.
Chef, the wine program, the cocktail program, an important one here. So come for the food, but also come for the great wines. Come for the killer cocktails as well, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. You have to try the cocktails. We have a great, very creative beverage director, Andre. He's put together a very quite exquisite cocktail program.
And I'll get into that with him for sure. The place was buzzing last night, midweek, Wednesday night, hopping, the bar's hopping. I know a lot of people, you know, they come here after work. People are coming here, you know, obviously they're here on business, but a lot of locals as well, which is a wonderful thing that the visitors and the locals are all happily sitting alongside each other at the bar. Weekend brunch is a big part of the story here at Terrine as well, yeah?
Yes, so we do offer a weekend brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2.
A couple of your brunch hits, what are the must-haves?
You have to get the shashuka flatbread.
Done. The holidays are here, pretty much. And I know through, is it December 17th, you have a very special look, vibe, feel here at Terrine on the patio, which is covered. Tell us about the holiday experience here at One Hotel.
So starting December 2nd through January 17th, we are going to be hosting, or we will be having a Northern Lights, so to speak, theme on the patio.
So as you walk along the Embarcadero, you're going to see this. You're going to want to come in. You're going to want to discover. And what will people see inside? Is it going to be like a holiday theme, a snow theme, you know? Yes, come on in here. We have one of our amazing PR team members. Come around here so we can have a quick chat because we want to make sure that people will discover this and get to enjoy this. So the holiday theme, what will people discover when they come?
So starting December 2nd, we'll have our Northern Lights inspired patio takeover, which means you'll see a stunning lighting installation overhead on our covered and heated patio, complete with winter forest inspired decor. So you'll feel as if you're in a Nordic winter wonderland. And we'll have all the dishes and drinks to accompany that for the holiday.
Chef Nicole, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Nicole just put you out of a job. Yeah. Well done, Nicole. So yeah, the holidays come, experience all of that. You'll be jolly glad you did. New Year's Eve here at One Hotel is going to be pretty special. Premier spot because, of course, the fireworks going off there over the bay. What's going to be happening here on New Year's Eve?
You have to come check us out for New Year's Eve. As you said, Liam, we have prime real estate for the fireworks show. Buy your tickets.
Yeah, there you go. I'll put all the links up, friends. Do yourself a favor. What the garden grows, what the earth gives, you'll find in the menu here. If you love your seafood, you're going to be very happy. If you love your meaty dishes, you love your steak, you'll love the chicken skewer. If you're a veggie, you've got your vegan slider, lots of other cool things too. And I love that you have lamb on the menu too. Coming from the land of lamb, Ireland. England, we eat a lot of lamb, so I love that there are lamb sliders here. The menu is diverse. Chef bringing his years of passion and talent and displaying it all through the dishes and the menu. You'll leave with a happy tummy and some stories to share after your night here at Tureen. Don't leave. Stay the night at one hotel. Why not? Let you have the last word, Chef. Why should folks come and visit? Why should they come and stay here at Tureen at one hotel? Well, not stay at the restaurant, but come to the restaurant and stay at the hotel.
Come to the restaurant, enjoy a great dinner, and then stay in the hotel. We're the best hotel in the city. Why not?
He said it. And come and enjoy the holidays as well, friends. More on Chef Eric Harting. I'm going to get this right. Chef Eric Martin's story. It's the easiest name. More on Chef Eric Martin's story and Tureen on one hotel. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Can I get a double gin and tonic, please?